Welcome to Manpower Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Manpower Radio is to build a huge network where men can share our successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. If you've made being thankful part of your everyday life, and smiling to those around you, you are also enjoying the inner peace of knowing that you are ready for anything that life throws at you. Doesn't that feel great? I know you have your book by now, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. What page are you on? Are you reading a few pages every day? Have you been reviewing your initial journal entries? You have been writing in your journal, haven't you? Has there been a positive difference in your life? If so, I invite you to go to www.manpowerradio.com and share what you've experienced with the group. That's www.menpowerradio.com. Now, last show, we added imagination, planning, and persistence to the first three characteristics, which were having a burning desire, becoming decisive by nature, and gaining specialized knowledge. You should now have written your action plan. You did write that plan, didn't you? With the plan, you have a blueprint to where you're going. Wait, you did. Now, did you or did you not honor your commitment to yourself? Can you find your list of goals? Do you have your list of goals and the action steps required to reach those goals? Review those goals daily. Now, today we're going to cover faith and auto-suggestion. If you have the book and are reading the book, I'm sure you've noticed that we're building our foundation a little bit different than the characteristics that Napoleon described in his book, in that we've changed the order somewhat. I wanted to make sure that you had a chance to get your book and to start reading before we discussed faith and auto-suggestion. Napoleon Hill listed faith as the number two step to riches. He said, and I quote, "When faith is blended with a vibration of thought, the subconscious mind picks up the vibration, translates it into spiritual equivalent, and transmits it to the infinite intelligence, as in the case of prayer." He went on to define faith as a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmations or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind through the principle of auto-suggestion. How would you define faith? Can you see in your mind where you wish to go? Can you describe that picture to someone else? Can you feel what it's like to be able to reach that goal, to reach your dream? Do you see the value in trusting in a higher power to help mix your thoughts and impulses that have been repeatedly passed to your subconscious mind? In your subconscious mind, it's accepted and acted upon by the subconscious mind to translate that impulse into the physical equivalent by the most practical procedure available. This is another one of those chapters where you want to read, highlight, and read again as you understand how the thoughts we have that are emotionalized are given filling to when mixed with faith begin to immediately translate into their physical counterpart. The emotions of faith, love, and sex when mixed with any positive or negative emotion may reach and influence the subconscious mind. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, "Be careful what you think." If you believe in your heart you can, you can. And if you believe in your heart that you can't, then you're also right. You can't. When you have a burning desire and believe that you can in your mind, the subconscious mind will receive this instruction and work to bring it into a physical equivalency. Napoleon Hill said, "Faith is a state of mind which may be influenced by auto-suggestion. Have faith in yourself." Here are a few key points I want you to remember. Faith is the external elixir which gives life power and action to the impulse of thought. Faith is the starting point of all accumulations of riches. Faith is the basis of all miracles and all mystics which cannot be analyzed by the results of science. Faith is the only known antidote for failure. Faith is the element, the chemical which, when mixed with prayer, gives one direct communication with infinite intelligence. Faith is the element which transformed the ordinary vibration of thought created by the finite mind of man into the spiritual equivalent. Faith is the only agency through which the cosmic force of infinite intelligence can be harnessed and used by man. Every one of those statements is capable of proof, which is the principle of autosuggestion. Did you know that you are what you are because of the dominating thoughts you permit to occupy your mind? Learn to get rid of, stay away from the influences of any unfortunate environments, and to build your own life. Build self-confidence through the aid of autosuggestion, which is a simple arrangement of thought impulses stated in writing, memorized, and repeated until they become part of the working environment in your subconscious mind. You should write the self-confidence formula in your journal, read it aloud daily for 30 days, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day, with full faith that it will gradually influence the thoughts and actions so you will become self-reliant and a successful person. The term auto-suggestion applies to all suggestions that reach one's mind through the five senses. Auto-suggestion is a self-suggestion, and your conscious mind, or your thinking mind, is the gatekeeper to your subconscious mind. Remember, the subconscious mind is a fertile planting ground, and whatever thoughts you plant, you will grow. This works the same for positive and negative thoughts. To get the best results, you must mix emotions, feeling, and faith. Do you remember the word persistence? This is where you must be persistent in applying the auto-suggestion principles. The ability to reach and influence your subconscious mind has its price to pay, and you must pay that price. There is no easy way around it. You must decide whether to reward yourself or whether what you're going after is worth the price you must pay. How much are you willing to pay in effort to have the dream life that you want? It's a price that we all have to pay. Persistence in your desire to achieve results plus the use of auto-suggestion principles will move you closer to your goals. When you follow the principles in Think and Grow Rich and experience failure, it's the individual and not the method which has failed. If you try and fail, start over. Keep what you know is sound and replace the weak areas and start over. If you try and fail again, start again. Never, ever give up. I want you to remember this fact. The subconscious mind takes orders given to it in the spirit of absolute faith. It acts upon those orders, although the orders have to be presented over and over again through repetition before they are interpreted by the subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is the gatekeeper. To get past the gatekeeper, you have to repeatedly feed the information over and over again until it sinks into your subconscious mind. Your results will reflect just how closely you follow the instructions in the spirit of faith. Again, draw fireworks, balloons, red ink, cartoons, highlight, whatever it is that you do for yourself to signify, read, and study. Understand that auto-suggestion is the key to unlocking the giant within you. Have you heard that man may be the master of himself and his environment because he has the power to influence his subconscious mind? How much thought have you given to influencing your subconscious mind? Have you given any thought to making changes in yourself, or have you just gone along with what's happening with the marketing world? Keep this thought in mind as you internalize faith and auto-suggestion. Read and study these chapters till you become convinced that these principles are sound and you can accomplish your goals by following these sound principles. Listen closely to the following verse. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with a fellow's will, and it's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life battles don't go away to the strong or the faster man. But soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. You hold the key. The choice is yours. Are you thankful for each day? Are you smiling and sharing those smiles with those around you? Are you ready to get out of your own way and have the fantastic life you dream about? I invite you to visit our blog at menpowerradio.com and share your thoughts, ideas of what your dream life will be. You can also go to www.askronnieV.com, that's askronnieV.com, to share your idea of how we can build the Men Power Network faster. If you would like to call, our toll-free number is 1-866-712-5596. Extension 111, and leave your contact information. Our next show, on April the 19th, we will continue with the traits of successful people from the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I encourage you to share this broadcast with all of your friends as we continue to build and grow our MPR network. If you like what you're hearing on Men Power Talk Radio, I invite you to share the famous Kitchen Table Talk Radio show at www.womenpower.com with the women of your life. Raven Blair Davis, my friend and mentor, is the host, and she shares her vision of life is just beginning. Let's make the world a better place to live. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.